Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive on KFH.
It's been 7 hours and 15.
Nate O'Connor with Nothing Compares to You.
A good song, objectively.
Music from
I think.
Ireland, the theme today, as we wrap up music across the globe this week. Good job, Jeff.
Thank you. Took a lot of work, but we've accomplished it.
Hey, I wanted to, before we get to the game, I wanted to give a shout out to Gordon Vatican announcing his retirement today after 46 years. 46 years coaching bowling at Wichita State, and incredible success over those four plus decades. Gordon, good luck in your future, and boy, you leave a legendary career.
No question.
Leave your mark. All right, Tommy, it is
time to play the game.
Time to play the game. Here we go. What's the game today?
We're just going to play a little Who Am I?
I'd like you to put a little more.
What do you mean? This takes a lot of thought.
When you did it with Jamin, there were always these cool twists and turns.
Yeah.
Okay, who am I?
Who am I?
Hey, who am I is the name of the game today.
I am the
Play along.
I am the Wichita State men's basketball player you believe should be the sixth to have his jersey retired. Because obviously you believe fifth is Warren Armstrong.
Well, I don't believe it. It's a fact.
Okay, but it hasn't happened.
And if there's one thing that irks me.
But we're moving on from that. Who do you think should be sixth?
You opened it up. If there's one thing that irks me, it's that.
Okay, but who should be sixth?
Who should be sixth? Well, you've led me right into the bees hive.
Yeah.
Because how do you pick between them?
It's Van Vliet. Sorry, but it is. He's had a distinguished NBA career at this point with many years to go.
I'd probably say Van Vliet, but it's very close.
It's tough.
I think in a year or two we might be saying Shamet.
Yeah, but he only played really a year.
No, he played two and parts of – played 3 years.
No, he was injured the previous
– Yeah, he played 2 years.
Okay. He had 2 years healthy, right?
But Warren Armstrong had 3 spectacular years. I want you to listen, WSU, because I'll tell you what, when they lay me to rest, I'm going to rise up and say, you people better put Warren Jabali and hang his jersey from the
rafters. By the time you're dead, he'll be there, right?
If he's not, within a couple years.
Wasn't he ABA Rookie of the Year?
He was.
That should be good enough.
There is no reason, people. No reason.
Especially because no one really of note has worn that number since, right?
And I'm going to tell you what, now that I'm on the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame executive board, guess who's going to get a look? Warren Jabali to go into the Kansas Sports Hall.
He's not
Hall
in
of
it
Fame.
Already?
No, and he should be.
Well, yeah. Of course he should be. That's crazy. How is he not?
Because
I like what the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame does, but they miss some too.
They miss a few.
I love that they put in small college athletes. That's great. But we have pro sports in Wichita and Kansas.
Well,
maybe
that's what I'm there for. Maybe that's what I'm there to remedy it to some extent. Because I know Roy Turner's on the ballot. I know our own Jason Duda is on the ballot.
Yeah.
For the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame.
There's no reason they
shouldn't be. Roy Turner should be in.
Of course.
And Jason has a fighter's chance. And Warren Jabali should be in.
Wouldn't that be cool if Jason Duda got in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame?
We couldn't live with
it. There's no reason that he shouldn't be, really. He played professional sports here. And he didn't play in the NBA after being raised in Kansas or anything like that, but he was a major professional.
I doubt if he's even in the Sexsmith Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I doubt that. Well, maybe we should look that up.
All right, what's the next one? Who am I? Let's stay focused.
I am the former local television sports personality you miss the most.
Steve Dennis.
Really?
I always got along with Steve Dennis. We did a show together, if you'll remember.
I do.
Back in the day.
KQAM.
Was it on KQAM?
I'm pretty sure.
That lasted for a couple years, and I like Steve. He's witty, sarcastic, and that was a fun show.
You guys did a good show. Who's your favorite co-host that you've ever done a show with?
You.
That's funny.
Duda.
Yeah, probably.
Chris Davis. That was a pretty good show Friday. You got
to
admit. I listened
to some of it.
All right, next. Who am I is the game.
I am the current National League Central player you'd like to see traded to the Cardinals.
Christian Yelich.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I know. I thought if I narrowed it down enough that you would.
What do you want me to say? I mean, that's an obvious
who
has one.
Who has never won an MVP award.
I don't want any Cub ever coming to the Cardinals. I don't. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's Christian Yelich. I should have known it would be that easy, but I didn't think of that off the top of my head.
There you go.
What about Nick Senzel?
Maybe.
Prospect for the Reds.
But he hadn't done it yet. Christian Yelich is one of the best three players in the game right now.
But you'd have to give up a lot for him. You don't just get to add him to your roster.
We'll give up what we give up. There's talk now that the Cardinals could be in on Madison Bumgarner.
I've seen that, but he's on there.
Yeah, but that's just, that doesn't mean anything.
I know. That's so they'll negotiate an extension.
Right. The Cardinals are in position to do that. Wouldn't that be a nice addition?
Could be. I still think Trevor Bauer's your guy, though.
They need to address their rotation. Next, who am I? The name of the game.
I'm the most underrated performer from a 1960s or 70s sitcom.
Tim Conway.
Underrated?
But for you,
was
he
that
is.
A sitcom, though? The Carol Burnett Show? I don't think it is.
Well, he was on
the variety show.
He was on McHale's Navy with Ernest Borgnine. Was that an underrated sitcom, Tom? A little bit.
Who was underrated off WKRP in Cincinnati?
Martin Mull.
Really? Later from with Roseanne fame.
Martin Mull is a funny man. And I think he's underrated in the annals of comedy.
Martin Mull? So when he dies, you'll have some stuff on him?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think Tom and I agree, don't we?
Martin Mull was never on WKRP.
Oh, who was? Who? Howard Essman. I get those two.
How could you?
Because they look alike.
Well,
look at Martin Mull and look at Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman.
Call him up.
And Martin Mull, they sort of look alike.
They're the same guy in my book.
What about Michael McKean? What was he in?
He was in Laverne and, was he in Laverne and Shirley?
There
and then
go.
He was in Better Call Saul, and he's certainly underrated in that role.
What about Harry Shearer? What was he in?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And he's a Simpsons voice.
Next.
I am the third best golfer of all time.
Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Easy.
Easy as that? Over Snead and
easy.
Player.
Easy.
And Hogan.
Easy.
Easy.
Just Arnold
because
Palmer.
Just because he's got a drink named after him.
Arnold Palmer. You ask, I gave it to you.
Okay.
No need to think, no need to overthink the way I did with Martin Mull. And by the way, thanks for making an idiot out of me, Tommy.
Well, Tommy didn't do anything wrong.
Because the audience, that would have flown right over. Next.
I am the current wrestler who would have most fit in during the Century 2 All-Star Wrestling days. Who would have fit in back in that era for you? I thought you would
Braun
be.
Braun Strowman
yeah,
would
I
be
knew you were gonna
perfect
say
for that era. Big, hulking.
Not much personality.
Braun Strowman would have been great. Noel says a minor league hockey player in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, ridiculous. what am I going to do with this guy? I like him for the most part. He's saying there's no way a minor league hockey player should be in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame.
I don't think I agree
with
that.
Do we agree or disagree?
Then why should someone who only went to Southwestern College and not KU be
Answer
in?
That one, Noel. Yeah, big Noel.
Right? I mean,
now I'm mad at him. Yeah, why it's fame. It's
sure.
Not level.
It's accomplishment and
right.
Skill and ability.
Why would we put a Friends University coach or athlete in?
Because relative to their...
Alongside of a Kansas All-American.
Relative to their level, they achieved a lot.
Does Jason, Ricky Ross belong in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame? I would contend that he does.
Is he in?
No. I would contend that he
who's
does.
Who's the person in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame that accomplished most in high school,
I'd have
but
to
not
look.
As much later?
I'd have to. Are you kidding? You think I got that on
Greg
the tip?
Greg Dreiling in?
You think I got the tip that on the tip of my fingers? What's next?
Is
One
Greg
more.
Greg Dreiling in?
One more.
I am the Raider whose jersey you'd be least ashamed to wear.
Of all time?
No, right now. You have
right
to wear
now.
A current Raiders jersey out in public. Who would it be?
Antonio Brown.
Really? That malcontent?
Yeah, I'm a malcontent.
Oh, he represents you well then.
The kindred spirit. And I like what he tweets about the Raiders. He seems to be ready to go.
Well, I'm sure he is until game 15 when he quits.
Good.
When you're 6-8 and he quits.
You know what? We're building something. We're going to Vegas, baby.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
All right, two callers at 869-1240. It is time to try to qualify now for the World Series of Faceoff. This will be the ninth qualifier, 32 individual tournament coming up in July. Quarterfinals, semifinals, finals at Side Pockets. Two callers, 869-1240, back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.